Unlike many other countries, the U.S. does not have laws to charge extremists with domestic terrorism. And there's growing talk about whether that should change. On Capitol Hill today, the House Homeland Security Committee took up this topic, and NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie was watching. Welcome to the studio, Greg.
Thanks, Ari.
I think some people might be surprised to hear that extremists are not charged with domestic terrorism. Why is that the case?
So federal law essentially defines terrorism as acting on behalf of a terrorist group, and there's a list of about 60. Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, but they're all foreign groups, mostly Islamists. Now, the U.S. government, law enforcement, even civil rights groups like the ACLU have always been very reluctant for the U.S. to create a list of sort of domestic terrorism groups. They point to free speech and the First Amendment and say this could be used to outlaw groups based on ideology. So a white supremacist group can espouse its ideology, but it can't act violently. That's the key line. But there's always lawmakers who are sort of questioning this. And today at the committee hearing, we have some tape of a Democratic Congresswoman, Yvette Clark of New York, speaking with the FBI's Michael McGarrity, who's explaining the powers that are broader and a little different when it comes to foreign terror groups.
How does it give you more latitude?
They're actually designated as a terrorist organization.
So we don't designate white supremacist organizations as terrorist organizations?
So a white supremacist organization is an ideology.
It's a belief. They're not designated as a terrorist organization.
We don't have designated terrorist organizations on the
that are domestic.
Correct.
This hearing seems to show some interest in creating a domestic terrorism law. How much of a push in Congress is there for this?
Well, we are hearing lots of talk, both in Congress and outside. It often comes in response to these high-profile cases involving the far right. More recently, shootings at synagogues and churches we've seen. And this always seems to reignite the debate. Why aren't we specifically calling this terrorism? Why aren't there terrorism-related charges? But it's really talk at this stage and not action. And every time a committee member raised it, law enforcement would sort of nudge back. Here's Michael McCall, a Texas Republican, speaking with Brad Wiegman of the Justice Department.
And I was just curious what your thoughts would be on Congress enacting a domestic terrorism charge.
Right. Designating domestic groups as domestic terrorist organizations and picking out particular groups that you say you disagree with their views and so forth is going to be highly problematic.
Greg, I'm thinking defining domestic terrorism has got to be challenging. Depending on how you count it, how big a problem is this issue?
So the FBI said it's investigating 850 cases right now. So this certainly gives you a sense of the extent of the problem and how the resources they're devoting to it. But a key point, these would not be prosecuted as terrorism cases. A definition of domestic terrorism exists in the Patriot Act, but in terms of actual killings and fatalities, we're talking about 6 deadly attacks last year, 17 people killed. So the actual number of fatalities is low.
I know there's also a debate about the role of social media, and Congress is growing more critical of the social media giants. How is Congress responding on that front?
So the law enforcement folks said that they are seeing some changes here. Social media companies are reporting threats. They're kicking people off their sites. They're more willing to meet with law enforcement. And they're even hiring a lot of former law enforcement people to look into this. So they say they are seeing a stronger response these days.
NPR's Greg Myrie, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ari.